American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. More violence between Israel and Iran-backed Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah. Nate Foy has the latest in Tel Aviv, Israel.
The IDF says Hezbollah has fired an additional 80 rockets. Now, Lebanon's health minister is also providing an update on the death toll from this morning's airstrikes. It keeps growing, but right now, 274 have been killed, more than 1,000 injured as a result of today's strikes. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, quote, "I promised that we would change the security balance, the balance of power in the north. This is exactly what we are doing. Israel's putting out evacuation orders in Arabic for the people of southern Lebanon."
ICE agents arrested two illegal aliens for sex crimes against children on Nantucket. Molly Lyon in Boston with more.
The first 49-year-old Salvadorian national, Elmer Sola, unlawfully entered the United States an unknown date in an unknown place and now stands accused of what ICE officials called horrific and despicable crimes, including indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. This comes along with the arrest of another Salvadorian man, also here unlawfully, also charged with sex crimes against a child on Nantucket Island. ICE arrested 28-year-old Brian Daniel Aldana Arvalo earlier this month after he was released by the Nantucket District Court in late July after arraignment on child rape charges.
A suspect charged with trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump appearing in court today. Dana Marie McNichol reports in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Surrounding the day of the attempted assassination, while police searched Ruth's car, they found two additional license plates, six cell phones. One of the cell phones had a Google search of how to travel from Palm Beach County to Mexico. The agents also found 12 pairs of gloves and documents, including a handwritten list of dates through October of this year, 2024, and venues of where the former president would be. Additional due details come from a witness interviewed by the FBI who said Ruth had dropped off a box at his house a couple months ago with ammunition, miscellaneous building materials, four cell phones, and various letters.
The Secret Service telling lawmakers that former President Trump was protected by presidential-level security when he survived a second assassination attempt last weekend in Florida. But Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says the Secret Service failed to do their jobs.
They would have searched that perimeter with dogs, with the canine units, and they didn't do that. And that would have literally sniffed that guy out long before President Trump ever even got on that course.
Meanwhile, the House of Representatives passing a bipartisan bill aimed to increase Secret Service protections for major presidential and vice presidential candidates. New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler.
The fact that this happened not once, but twice, but for a few minutes difference or a millimeters difference, we would be having a very different conversation. Our election should be determined by votes at a ballot box, not by an assassin's bullet.
A Pennsylvania pro-family activist believes Donald Trump can win the state that many believe will decide the 2024 election. Chad Groening has more.
The polls in the Keystone State remain tight as the state's 19 electoral votes remain in play. Despite a horrible economy, an unending flow of illegal aliens and rampant crime in many big cities, Kamala Harris holds a one-point edge over Donald Trump in a real clear polling average of polls taken in the state. Still, Diane Gramley, who is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, likes Trump's chances.
I believe he definitely has a very good chance of pulling it off. I know his campaign is very active throughout the state with Trump Force 47 going door-to-door, targeting Republican voters who do not normally vote. There's definitely an active ground game here. So they're working very, very hard to win Pennsylvania, and I believe that they will. There's just many, many more Trump signs out there than we see Harris signs or Democrat signs in general.
And Gramley says Trump has been more directly connected to the voters.
But he held that town hall outside of Harrisburg, taking questions from individuals, Pennsylvanians, willing to address their issues, answer their questions where Harris refuses to. And I think that turns people off.
I'm Chad Groening.
More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.